Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, that's everybody that's working on the third watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
It is that time of the morning again, and we're going to make some news here because we found out yesterday that the very first case of the newly identified COVID-19 Omicron variant had been detected in California. But we also found out that the person apparently was first tested positive and came down with it back on the 22nd of November. And all they had
29th.
Okay, and all they had basically so far is nothing more than a cold.
And I'm getting some chatter here that this person had been vaccinated.
That's right.
And came from South Africa, returned from South Africa.
Correct.
And so this person is not hospitalized. And this doctor from South Africa that first came out and tried to explain this variant also said that none of those people in South Africa have been hospitalized.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were on a building panic here again.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even have enough data.
Mm-hmm.
To even determine what our response to this is going to be yet. I'm pretty disgusted with government already, including, I would say, the governor of New York.
I know what they're doing, okay? They're trying to recreate what we had in 2020 so they can go back to that, because that's what got them to where they're at right now from their own, from an election standpoint, and they're trying to do it again. But I'm telling you, it's not going to work, Democrats. It's not going to work. We're not going to fall for this crap again, so have fun, but it's not going to happen.
Well, there's so many cases that are going through the legal system right now, mm-hmm. that and every one of them, government has lost.
Yep.
So, pretty much every one of them, I think.
Yep.
So, this is, I think, where things need to be decided to put government back in its place again. I mean, it's clearly, there's been just a colossal abuse of power going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that this is you know, the moment that could define, you know, I would say America for, I don't know, at least the next handful of years. So, yeah, I mean, we're pretty much through with this. We've pretty much, I mean, I don't think a lot of people necessarily admit it, but I think we're pretty much saying to ourselves, we've figured out a way to live with this. Mm-hmm. And we don't need any more, you know, regulations or restrictions or can-dos and can-don'ts and, you know, all this other nonsense. So I think corporations are beginning to figure this out. Now, I don't think the federal government has figured it out.
No.
Because I think, what is it, that we still have 30 or 40% of government mm-hmm. employees are working from home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you're a tennis player, right?
I am.
The World Tennis Association just suspended all of their play in China.
I would say that tennis, the Tennis Federation, has probably more guts than anybody right now when it comes to, mm-hmm. You know, facing off with China because of this other tennis player who I think is still missing. I think, you know, she's...
Well, she's surfaced, but nobody knows where she's at.
Well, I don't. I think it was a staged thing. I don't know that.
Oh, you mean that they brought her out of where she was? Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, we have no business going to China, none. Mm-hmm. And it isn't just because of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
There's many reasons that we have no business going to China. Least of which is the virus. I mean, we still have militarily the things that they're doing. We've got, you know, spy networks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got stolen everything. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we have lots of reasons not to go.
All right. Well, we're coming up on a break. Here comes the music. So when we come back, folks, the conservatives in D.C. are prepared to shut the government down, but what the heck's that going to do for things? We'll talk about it a little bit and a lot more when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy. And before I get back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And don't forget, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you have a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and you can really save money if you bundle it with your homeowner's renter's insurance or condo insurance policy. That will save you a bunch of money when you bundle everything together. So, go to the website, geico.com. You can find out where your agent is if you want to talk to your agent, or you can do it right there on the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Yep, that's my radio lingo going back at you there. Let's talk for just a second about the conservatives, because we'll get to a caller in a minute. The conservatives are saying they're prepared to shut down the government unless the Democrats defund Joe Biden's vaccine mandate.
Well, that's the reason that Janet Yellen and were on the Hill, you know, giving some testimony. She's kind of freaked out that, you know, there's going to be a government shutdown. The truth of the matter is that, you know, when we have, you know, some 30 or 40% of government employees that are working from home, I would say,
yeah.
Fine. You know, I don't have a problem with a government shutdown, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think they're less dangerous when they're not there.
Right. You're right. You're right. So, all right. Let's, go ahead.
No, I was really just going to say we can't get this debt thing figured out, and nobody seems to have the stones to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go to the phone line. I think we have Elliot on the line. Good morning. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning. Good morning to Denise as well. You know, Denise, you're on fire this morning. I agree with you 110% when you were speaking about China. And I like to take it even further that the world should pull out. All of their athletes should pull out of Beijing. We should send a strong message to China. We have the opportunity on front stage. And people, let's do this. Captain, please give me about 50 seconds here. You know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the most esoteric individuals to be in charge of the presidency. Now, Biden and Fauci are stretching this COVID for a leverage in the 2022 election. America, right before our eyes, the Biden family is coordinating with adversaries on billion-dollar projects that enriches only them. President Trump said China should pay America $10 trillion for COVID. Mr. President, I'm more at starting at $25 trillion for the United States for starters. Every country around the globe should join in and file for damages. China owns 37 miles of bat caves that are open to tourists, but closes to anyone who is conducting an investigation against China. Chinese scientists were seeking total manipulation to make this virus sticky. Now, remember, folks, sticky. That's the word here we should remember in this medical term. A sticky virus causes considerable damage to whatever it lashes on to internally. And Dr. Fauci is in deep on this deal. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. And very good comment there. You want to say anything before we move on?
Look, I would say this. We every day we have piles of more reasons to terminate relationships with China. And, you know, we just sent a delegation. I just wrote about this a couple days ago. We sent a delegation over to China, a congressional delegation last week or week before last. And just before the trip, the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. sent an email and told our delegation not to go. They had actually gone over to Taiwan to see what those conditions were. And so the Chinese Communist Party decides to send an email to our members of Congress, to this delegation, to not visit Taiwan. What? Well, interestingly enough, we ignored it, and they went. And then what happens a couple days later? China sends 27 aircraft to invade the air buffer zone of Taiwan. Now, what has been completely underreported is that Europe, several countries in Europe, had sent some diplomatic people over to Taiwan to pretty much do the same thing. So in spite of Tony Blinken, who I would argue is about as inert as a house fern.
He's worthless.
He's worthless. You know, he's not as concerned about China as he is Russia.
Right.
He's flipped out about Russia. And there's reason to be flipped out about Russia because of what all the indications are there that they're going to invade Ukraine. Period. End of report.
Correct.
I mean, that's just going to happen. And so you got China that is destroying the region of the South China Sea, and now you've got Russia that is doing this pretty much the same thing to Eastern Europe. And yet we've got a president and, I would say, a cabinet that is concerned about equity and boosters and, you know, travel restrictions. So... you know, we've just got a completely misguided government, and I don't know how else to put it.
Now, we have Congressman James Comer from Kentucky, who's on the House Oversight Committee. He's a ranking member, and he's talking about having Joe Biden make sure that they save all all of the paperwork from the withdrawal from Afghanistan because Congress is going to have a hearing on it, and they want to see what was going on.
Yeah, and now the UN is faced with the decision to allow Taliban government into UN membership.
Yep.
And at least 100 former Afghan important, I would say, somewhere between military and diplomatic people that we worked with for years and years and years, the good guys, are dead.
That's right.
Not missing, dead.
Yep, left them on the side of the road. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we've got a government, we've got a country now that has fallen into complete, I don't know, we thought they were third world before, there might be 20th world now, because now they don't have any food.
Mm-hmm.
Their currency is worthless. There isn't any. People are literally, mothers are selling. Literally, mothers are selling their children.
Correct.
Families are selling the children to buy food for the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when it comes to the State Department, when it comes to CIA, these are the predictions, and even in the military, the Pentagon, these are the predictions that are supposed to sit on a president's desk when they consider decisions and conclude on decisions that they make. And you know that those were there. And Biden just decided that, to be a knee-jerk reaction here and to get us out of Afghanistan the way that he did. You know, it's not like it was a big deal. He kept saying we were in military hostilities. We were not. We haven't been in military hostilities for several years.
Right.
We only had 2,500 people there.
Mm-hmm.
2,500. I mean, I think we probably had 2,500 people somewhere between Haiti and the Dominican Republic, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
And we weren't in hostilities. We didn't. If you were going to get our people out, then why didn't you start moving the equipment out? And then we can go have the whole discussion about Bagram again.
Mm-hmm.
Government is threatened by the former special operations guys and the successes of them continuing to work to get people out, the good guys, out of Afghanistan.
Yep.
And they're threatened by that network and success.
Okay, coming up on the break, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things she writes about. And we'll be right back. Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break. Go for it, Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new COVID variant Omicron has been identified in the United States. A person in California who traveled to South Africa recently has tested positive. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We knew that it was just a matter of time before the first case of Omicron would be detected in the United States.
He said that person is fully vaccinated and is now experiencing some mild symptoms.
My colleagues on the medical team and others have been saying we know what we need to do to protect people.
The White House says Americans not yet vaccinated should do so, and those people who are eligible for a booster shouldn't wait. The Biden administration is expected to extend mask requirements on public transit, including planes, trains, and buses, through mid-March due to the new variant. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy has two campuses to take care of you, train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you all about that when we come back after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the first one is right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa, and they're over across the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Mass., just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you can go and tour the campus. And I suggest to everybody, when you're interested in doing this, to ask to take the tour. Now, here's their phone number. The number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. You call them up, You have to take the tour, whichever location is closest for you, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. And you'll be able to talk to not only students, but also teachers. And you'll be able to talk to the financial people to find out about a student loan, how that works. And by the way, you'll also be able to talk to you military guys, to the military people, and especially those of you that are post-9/11 vets who haven't used your educational benefits, your training will be covered 100%. You'll be able to find out how to do that. They'll work you through it. They'll help you with that. Now, if you're pre-9/11, depending on whether or not you actually had used your education benefits previously, you may have some left, you may not have any left, but you've always got the student loan you can go through. But you'll find out, and they'll work with you and help you in any way they can. So that's National Aviation Academy. Website is naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. All right. Yesterday, we heard about the reforms to military justice and the system being endangered by the slow pace of the Defense Authorization Bill, which, by the way, still has not been passed. And there are sweeping changes in the military section pertaining to military sexual assault cases and how they're handled. So we'll see how that works out and how soon that gets worked out. By the way, you heard Denise talk about more than 100 members of the military and police and influential politicians who had been sought out by the Taliban. They've been killed or forcibly disappeared by the Taliban force since the group came into power. Their bodies have pretty much been laid along the road so their next of kin could find them. But it's very gruesome, to say the least. Unfortunately, there'll be more of that because the Taliban is trying to seek out anyone who was in the military or anyone who fought against them or was against them when they were fighting all the time. So, again, they have not kept their word about what they said they were going to do. But is anyone surprised? I'm not. Neither should you be. All right, and just to repeat this, guardsmen who refuse vaccination will not be able to participate in any drills or federal training which could jeopardize their ability to stay in the military, because you have to have so much training to do that and maintain your ready status. In addition, they will not be paid until they get vaccinated. We'll see what happens. To be continued, and there is a lawsuit against that. We'll see what happens. Now, a U.S. delegation led by the Special Representative for Afghanistan, Thomas West, held talks with the senior Afghan Taliban representatives in Qatar this week, Monday and Tuesday. No word on what they talked about or whether or not anything got done. But I'm sure they talked about these people that were killed after they were told that they would be exonerated and allowed to leave the country if that's what they wanted to do. Instead, they were rounded up and they were killed, which is exactly what the Taliban is doing and will continue to do, in my head. By the way, President Putin from Russia has said that Russia has been forced to counter the growing threats by developing new hypersonic weapons, and they have a red line. They've warned the West that Moscow has a red line about Ukraine, and NATO's been warned to. We'll see where that goes. Denise was talking about the fact that this could very quickly escalate and become something very messy. And we certainly hope it doesn't. Now, the Pentagon's new innovation steering group has taken its first steps toward transitioning innovative technology from prototyping to programs of record, starting with the basics of identifying the number of innovation organizations across the military. That'll take a while to do. We'll see how it works. By the way, a Democratic senator, Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, called on President Joe Biden to appoint an evacuation czar to lead the efforts to bring thousands of at-risk Afghans to safety amid reports of targeted assassinations by the Taliban and the humanitarian crisis unfolding in Afghanistan, which Denise talked about just a few minutes ago. No food. The money is worthless. Families are selling their daughters to get enough money to buy food for the family. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, with hope of a normal legislative process almost gone, lawmakers are dusting off a nearly decade-old congressional playbook in the hopes of finding a way to get the annual defense authorization bill to the president's desk before the end of December, which they're not sure they're going to be able to do. A lot of politicking going on here right now, folks. A lot of politicking. By the way, the U.S. Navy hopes to train more competent aviators for less money as they eye using simulators to speed the process of training the fundamentals and then focus on live flying on the high end of the tactics that would help them win against an adversary like China. So first you learn on a simulator, you get qualified, then they put you in the plane. We'll see how that works out. By the way, not all of those who remain unvaccinated are in danger of being let go, according to the Marine Corps. The deadline to the mandate is passed, but the Marine Corps is granting temporary medical and administrative waivers. So that is an ongoing thing we'll talk about when we know more about it. In the meantime, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is coming back right after these messages in this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Folks, don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You bet you're looking forward to that. That's today, 11:30 to 1:30, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program. That's for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan and at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski, and you're up there in the frozen tundra.
Well, not too frozen yet. It's, you know, pretty typical weather for this time of year.
Give it a week.
Yeah, it's about when you get to that point in time. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's coming your way, believe me. Listen, we had something called Giving Tuesday this week, and we, of course, have had Black Friday, Cyber Monday, which have seen some slight declines. And get this, on Giving Tuesday, a record $2.7 billion was raised during the Day of Generosity. How about that?
Great news. That's fantastic. Really is. The generosity of the American people knows no bounds. It's always been the case. We've always been, as far as our contributions are concerned, one of the most generous countries in the world.
Now, you know a little about handguns, right?
Yeah, sure.
How about a revolver that has a hammer that you can cock, and you've seen the Western movies where they fan the hammer to get the gun to fire, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, without squeezing the trigger, they fan the hammer. Yeah. Now, Alec Baldwin yesterday said something that was totally unbelievable, and the mainstream media went right along with it. He said he never pulled the trigger on the gun. So my thought on this is if he's telling the truth, and he very well might be, he might have had the hammer cocked all the way back, and all you had to do was release the hammer and have it make contact with the firing pin, and boom, the gun would go off.
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't see the interview. And I found that was suspicious, either that or it was, you know, a faulty gun or he banged. I don't understand how that could have actually happened. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how accidents happen. This is why you never, ever, ever point a gun at anybody. You know, it's, not loaded or anything like that. It's just something you don't do. But again, I'm still trying to figure that out. I heard about that yesterday. I didn't see the interview. I don't know what he was talking. I don't know. Stephanopoulos follow up, or I don't know.
Well, they're going to investigate it further, but he said that, and of course he said that in a statement to the police. But here's the thing: if you've ever watched a Western movie, pay attention to the revolvers when they're shooting at someone or they hold a weapon on somebody, they'll cock the hammer.
Mm-hmm. No, well, we've seen that happen in movies. Yeah, where they just keep hitting it again and again and again. So you can basically shoot it faster, I guess. I don't know. I found that very, very odd.
Yep, and all you got to do is let that hammer hit the firing pin and forget about the fact you've got to release it very carefully and that gun will go off.
Yeah.
So all that's right. What I think happened. That's just me guessing.
Yeah.
All right, well, speaking of guessing, Joe Biden is in big trouble. His approval rating went down even more. Another Trafalgar Group poll has come out, and in some of the blue states, he's around 40, 45, 46%. But in the red states, he's down below 30 in a number of red states, and he's averaging 36% in a free fall overall. That's with the blue and the reds combined. You know, he's just absolutely going backwards faster than you can say throw a rock in the pond.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see how with these types of numbers that they're using. It's hard to see how they're going to be able to get some of these bills passed.
Right.
It really is. I mean, I would start to, you know, I imagine that some of the Democrats are saying this is, you know, almost past the point of no return and difficult to come back from. And it's also as well something that, you know, that happened to George W. Bush when his ratings, you know, went down to such a level he was unable to get much done. And at a point in time, you know, towards the end of his administration, it was almost as if Nancy Pelosi ran the White House rather than himself. So, again, it's going to be very difficult, I think.
Yeah, but he wasn't at 36%. We haven't seen a president with numbers this low in God knows how long.
Yeah, this is low. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Donald Trump is putting together his social media venue, if you will, and he's looking for $1 billion in the kitty before he gets it all going.
$1 billion, huh?
That's right.
Well, that's some serious chunk of change. again, it's a lot of money you got to raise.
Well, he's sending stuff out. I get the stuff all the time, sending stuff out. I get it every day. Oh, can you contribute $5, $20, whatever you can do? You know, and he's got some enticements there, but we'll see. By the way, international tourism revenue grew in 2021, even though we had threats that persisted.
I'm sorry. What was that, Matt? I'm sorry.
International tourism. The revenue grew dramatically in 2021, even though there were still threats that persisted.
Oh, yeah, they made it more difficult, but obviously it was without a doubt. I mean, at least they allowed it. It's obviously going to come back. It's not where it's, you know, supposed to be. I traveled abroad and looking forward to doing it again this year. And I hope this collective freakout that everybody's having right now over these variants lens, you know, it's kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. It's almost like life imitating the television show South Park.
Now, there are calls from the electric vehicle industry for them to work closer with the lithium battery suppliers. They're trying to get buddy-buddy, cozy-wozy, so they can have enough batteries and enough juice to move their electric vehicles, which are not selling at a brisk pace, but they think they're going to.
Well, again, the electric battery situation, there's so many different things that are involved with actually, you know, with the elements that are into making those batteries. I talked about this on my show as of late. I mean, but I've talked about it before as well, is the fact that, I mean, if you think that, you know, if everybody was driving an electric car at this point in time, the effects as far as the environment is concerned are negligible. It's not the main issue as far as global warming and the beliefs, the emissions are concerned. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Tell that to the people that think so. Tesla officials have now officially moved their headquarters from California to Texas.
Well, you know, it's a no-brainer, and I think you're going to continue to see that movement head in that direction, especially. I mean, there's no doubt about that. If they get this Build Back Better thing going and, you know, taxes come up even further, that would just give more and more people the reason to just jump ship.
Mm-hmm. And Bristol-Myers has been sued for refusing vaccine religious exemptions.
I mean, that's interesting. I knew it was going to probably happen at some point in time. I don't think you're allowed to mandate anyway. I'm surprised they're forcing that.
Yeah, me too. And Dorsey, the guy who was over at Twitter, his Square company has rebranded to somebody called Block. They now are called Block.
Block, because they're involved in other businesses rather than being a two-dimensional. They want to be three-dimensional, I guess.
All righty, my friend. You take care, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, and you'll know what's going on in the great world of business and finance. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Come on now. This is the Cap.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.